And that's it. I mean, she's 71 years old. She must know what she's doing. I'm 72, of course. Huh?
Dad, I'm so disappointed.
I can't hear you.
I'm really disappointed, Dad.
Well, disappointed about what? I'm not doing anything.
Dad, I called you and I said I wanted to have an experiment to not talk about something and just talk like people to each other, like a stranger on the street. But and what did you just do? My experiment failed immediately.
No. You raised the issue and I put it up to it right away. I don't want to know anything. I don't want to talk about anything like that. I'm not interested.
Okay. All right. So I didn't raise that issue. So I'll try to forget. I'm going to forget what I just heard. Okay. I'm going to start over.
Good.
Okay. So let me see. I'll tell you a little about what's been going on with me, I guess. I don't know. And maybe you can tell me a little bit what's going on with you if you want, but, so I've been married for a couple of years, you know, like I had the, you know, the horrible situation with drinking and, you know, I don't drink anymore. And then I, you know, I got better and I have a little business that I try to do. And it's kind of fun because, I get to do math, which I like, and it's favorable that I know about the law, even though you don't have to be a lawyer to do it. And, you know, I met a girl who's, you know, really nice and, she's Brazilian, she's pretty, and she has a son, and basically I became his dad because now he's like 13 and I've been with her since he's like 5. So, you know, so that's that. And let me see. Anyway, you know, just life goes on. I mean, we have this coronavirus and it's a, you know, it sucks. You know, we can't do our normal lifestyle things, but, you know, we manage. And I like to do, in the summer, I do gardening and I'm into like lighting. I do light up the garden with low voltage landscape lights and little stuff like experiments, like when I was a kid. And I still do stuff like that. And let me see what else. I have a pinball machine. That's kind of fixed pinball machines. I like to do that. And I've been getting into like, you know, smart home technology, and I find that very interesting. And I'm trying to work with my hands. I'm trying to get my son to show interest in it, but he didn't. Like you were good at that stuff, and I learned from you. But then, you know, you stopped doing it as you you know you didn't need to do it yourself. You could get somebody to do it for you. And anyway, that's about it. I'm up in Pennsylvania. We have a little.
This is your mother's the one she inherited.
Yeah, it's just us hanging out up here, and I guess probably, you know, be here for Easter maybe, but and then that's it, and then, you know, go home, and you know, back to work. And you know, honestly, I don't, you know, I don't like make a ton of money, but I make a lot of money when I work, which is good, but I'm not working all the time. You know, I don't get hired all the time. Like, you can, you know how that works. And that's it. You know, I mean, my kid goes to public school and, my daughter goes to college, and, I was a little, disappointed that she went to the University of South Carolina, 'cause I didn't think it was like the most prestigious school. And then, all on her own, just like her dad did, she transferred to the business school. And the business school is really, really renowned. So I'm happy. She's super smart. She's harder working than me and more outgoing than me. She may not exactly be smarter than me, but she's really smart. And, you know, she makes me really happy to think about her. And, you know, I mean, I had a wife and, we got divorced and, you know, I gave her half of what I had and I pay child support and I, you know, still do. And, I saved up what I could and I'm contributing for college and my mom helped also to pay for college and you know, it's all good stuff, you know what I mean? That's like how my life is and it's not so bad. And how about you?
Well, me, my life is pleasant and satisfying.
What do you do most days?
I do mostly litigation, obviously, but only on a consulting basis or with of counsel.
I work mainly
with large law firms.
You're working as a lawyer?
As a lawyer, I am admitted to practice, but I don't have to work. As a lawyer, I work as of counsel. That means I supply opinions, legal opinions. I'll develop, for example, a Frenchman that's attacking Americans. Okay, what the U.S. law? How to counter U.S. law from the French side, etc. But I do that for fun, which is rare because I don't really enjoy it anymore. And that basically is it. And you know,
why aren't you retired? Why don't you just?
I am retired.
Yeah, you don't have to be working unless you really want that.
Well, I don't. That's because you're calling it work, but I don't do it unless I want to, and I don't do it unless I'm going to enjoy the subject matter. Okay, if it's you know, some civil case about something I have no interest in, I don't do it. That basically is it. So if they need an expert on French law and they need an expert on American law, the French, of course, okay, then I may provide, it's called a certificat de coutume, custom certificate, okay? It says what the law is and how an American judge, for example, would be likely to apply his law to these facts and vice versa. Okay, and that basically, notably in France, that pretty much wipes out any argument from the other side that American law would view it differently or French law would view it differently. And that's what judges want, at least the ones I deal with. But I do a half a dozen of these a year. That's it. Only when I'm really, really bored or if the facts and the law in the case are challenging and interesting. If that's not present, no amount of fee is going to do it. And the fees are very generous, but I don't need them, number one. And number two factor, the minute you start taking fees, then you start working. Okay, and now it's difficult, at least for me, it's very difficult for me to say no to new business opportunity. So the only way I can avoid that is by not charging. Okay, if I like it, I do it for free. Okay, then they don't have an expectation that they can come back and get me to do anything because it was a favor, it's for free. Okay, if I really don't like it or if it's a body of law that I'm really not familiar with, then the issue is moot.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
So for fun, you're going to write like legal opinions about American law. That's your fun?
Or French law. Yes. The answer is yes. Providing the facts and the operation of law on those facts is challenging, intellectually challenging. Okay. If not, then I decline. And if it's a law firm that I do a lot of work with or that I have a good relationship with, okay, and they really, really beg, okay, I'll do it, and then I'll charge a customary fee, and that's basically it. But most of the time, if around the golf once in a while, because I still do that. Tennis, I don't do anymore because I guess I'm a little old.
Yeah.
And the stamina is not there anymore to run across a court. I read, okay, obviously, that's useful. Well, and I do stock market, you know, I my days are full. It's not like I sit around doing nothing.
That's good. Well, you never used to read like nonfiction. Well, you read like business and books and stuff, but you never read like for fun. I don't
remember. I never read for fun, but I do now. I'll read half a dozen books, so-called novels.
You read
each year. Now I'm reading by Obama's book.
Really?
His latest book. Think like that. he writes extraordinarily well. He's very easy to understand. I don't buy his stuff because it's too liberal for my taste. Yeah. But I mean, the guy is obviously extremely intelligent, but I appreciate mostly his writing style.
What did you think about what was going on in America with like people storming the Capitol? What were Europeans saying about that?
Well, there's the general view. Europeans are much more liberal, as you know, that than I am.
Usually.
But I don't buy anything, okay, that prolongs something bad. All right. And at this particular point, I don't see why go chasing. Okay, fine. I don't buy that what was his name again? Trump actually planned or organized this. Okay. I just don't buy it.
I don't think he did
much to stop it.
No, it didn't seem that way. No. I certainly hope he didn't like have a master plan for that to happen. You know,
that's the whole point. And that's why. And, you know, Trump is history now. Okay. Yeah, I voted for him. So I thought change would have been good. I liked some of the things that he did. He's definitely no diplomat. So that point is lacking. I agree with that. But he's gone. He's history. He's not coming back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think he is either. And it was interesting because years before he was even considered to be a candidate, I thought to myself, you know, what would happen if we had, you know, a president who wasn't beholden to, you know, people to finance his campaign, what would happen? And, you know, it didn't really happen the way I expected. But, you know, I mean, the stock market, everything was going well with him until coronavirus. And obviously, you know, you can't blame that on Trump. So, you know, it ended badly, but, you know, things are actually, it's a very strange economy right now because some things are going really well. That, you know, people are buying a lot of stuff. There's a lot of demand. And but the people on the bottom, there's like a certain level that they're not doing as well. So it's a bifurcated.
It's always been economy. Like that. I mean, go back to the Carter years. It's the same thing. Well, you were too young. But
it's a little, you know, bad in that respect, I think. But I, you know, I hope we get the coronavirus goes away. And, you know, I'm surprised that the economy and the stock market has done so well, actually. You know, it's been doing great.
It's doing reasonably well, though I do anticipate and I'm planning for a major correction.
I mean, I thought that would happen after Trump lost. Honestly, like, that's what I expected, but it didn't. It didn't occur.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. So.
Well, I'm writing a lot of puts.
Yeah. That's interesting. I remember when I was like just a little kid, you explained to me what options were. Like, you know, about calls and puts. And I bet you most kids don't have a conversation about options.
That was a whole different world.
Yeah, but you know, and here I am now. I do that stuff regularly, and it's, you know, it's highly complex. I don't even think they had an accurate options pricing model. At the time you were telling me
they used
the
Scholes model. I was I forget what Scholes rule or whatever.
Yeah, Scholes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I had a little computer, as a matter of fact, or a little strip calculator that had it pre-programmed. I just put in the entries, but I do much better now. I have my own valuation system and do quite well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I just thought that was funny and
Well, the world doesn't change much, does it?
I just thought of it at the moment, you know?
Yeah.
Because we were actually talking about it at the dinner table recently.
Yeah, you're fading out.
Oh, sorry. All right. Let me see. So, how are things with your kids over there? How are they doing?
My kids, I see them regularly, obviously, and
what do you mean?
Have
so
their life.
Do you? All right. So, this isn't like anything about. It's just a regular question to ask. Are you? You don't like see them like every day, so you don't live there. Where do you live, or? Can you say, or is that a secret?
I live in three or four places, basically. I follow the sun, okay? Norwegian weather doesn't agree with me. It's too cold. It's too humid. Parisian weather, same thing. Depending on the season, it's too humid. And it affects my, I don't have much, but I have a little bit of arthritis, but it's enough to make me uncomfortable. So that's it. I mean, at this time of year, I'll fly down to Argentina also. I've renewed with most of my family there. So it's very, very nice.
How about this? Like, I'll include in our experiment, so like it'll encompass, for me, I don't care if you know where I am, but for you, that'll be off limits. We won't talk about where you are, right? Because apparently you care about that. So no big deal.
We can't talk about what?
No. I don't, you know, if that's an issue for you, then I won't, you know, we don't talk about that, but I hope you do get to see. So yeah, Peter. And how old is Peter?
Peter is 22 in April, this month.
Wow.
Yeah. He's,
did he graduate? Did he go to college? Did he graduate?
Yeah. He's in the university now of architecture and design.
So did he graduate, like get like a bachelor's degree?
Well, that is beyond that now. He's at the university by Norwegian process.
So it's like a graduate school now.
Well, it's after college.
Okay. All right. And what does he want to be, an architect?
Well, at this point, that's what he's pursuing. Actually, he's more leaning on design than architecture. But it's the biggest university in Oslo and among the top 10 in Europe.
Yeah.
Law is not for him.
No. It's not for everybody, and it shouldn't be. You know, I'm trying to think of the name of this this really famous Danish architect. He's awesome. I bought his book. It's really cool. I'm sure I could talk to Peter about it. Anyway, he's designed all these great buildings in
Denmark. Sure Peter's shooting that high, but never know.
No. I'm just saying that it's it's interesting, you know, it's fun, you know, that I was thinking about this, I forget the guy's name, but anyway, he's a Danish architect. He's kind of like a superstar, and I bought his book. That's all I wanted to say. So, and then the next kid is, I'm embarrassed to say, I'm thinking about it. It's Dylan, right?
Dylan? My next one?
Yeah.
It's Dylan.
Dylan. How's Dylan doing? How old is he?
Dylan is 16 years old.
16?
And he's a lady killer, that's for sure.
I was going to say,
he doesn't abuse the privilege.
He looks like he would be handsome when he grew up, but I haven't seen him for a long time. So
he's very good looking and good. Doing extremely well in math. He's in the advanced programs for math, and he's seriously considering law, a pre-law program, because he enters college next year. He's got one more year, and then he enters college.
So Dylan's probably smarter than Peter.
Dylan what?
Dylan is probably smarter than Peter.
Well, Peter has a unique thinking process. I'm not sure that smarter is the correct word. He's more traditional, Dylan. Pillar's a little wild. I mean, Peter is a bit wild. But on the other hand, he's choosing a field where he needs that creative craziness to come up with decent stuff, he does.
I was like thinking like, you know, IQ test or college entrance test.
Probably Dylan would excel.
I would think so.
Yeah. And the.
And then you have a daughter, right?
I have a daughter, 14 years old. Wow. That was a weird thing.
I'm glad that you finally got a daughter. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, that certainly changes things. She's 14.
Okay. Remind me of her name.
Her name is Robin.
Robin.
R-O-B-Y-N.
Okay, of course. Okay. She's 14?
14.
She's a teenager.
She's a teenager and apparently... a wild one to that, but very conservative.
Does she look like she's grown up?
Well, yes, intellectually. Right. She studies a lot. She's very good in math and in technical type stuff. So she's playing with the thought of engineering as a career. But, you know, at 14, that could change from day to day.
Yeah, with Emma, you know, and even with me, you know, you go to college, you take classes, and you see what you like and you see what you're good at. And it's, you know, I don't know, some people, like maybe when they're 10 years old, they say, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, and that's what they do. But most people, it's not like that. So
don't know that. That's right.
That's fine.
I think that's what it will be. But I'm not too concerned with... their success. I think they'll do very well overall. Okay. I mean, they go to the best schools and so.
Okay. And you're right. I mean, not to get personal, but, and you know, and you take care of them and they have a good life, house and lifestyle, and they have a
comfortable upper middle-class lifestyle and they lack of basically nothing.
Okay. And you take, you take care of them, I guess. I'm inferring that you are no longer with Hella then.
Well, you know, you guys never understood that relationship. Okay.
I don't care to understand it. I was just like, you know, just physically, are you, you know, you're not with her, you know, so it seems that you're not.
We're extremely good friends and very good joint parents. That's all that we need, but it never was the deal.
And you were never married. You were never married, so you don't have to deal with that. No,
but that was open and upfront. Remember, my arrangement was quasi contractual. I was nearing death, and I needed to replace the elements of my life that keep me alive, and that's children, my children. My children were taken from me, okay? And at that time, there was no communication possible, so I produced three more. And you'll notice that the dates are timed so that they're very close to my existing kids. So they're the same age difference, you know, the same thing. And all of that, of course, I was not necessarily conscious of it at the time, but having worked on that, okay, that's what it is. Basically, I wanted to duplicate what I had lost. And I did that.
I hope that wasn't conscious. That would be kind of, yeah, that wouldn't be right. But, okay, well, I mean, if you, you know, if you gain some happiness from that, then that's good.
It kept me alive. It kept me alive. I'm here now. And remember, I never renounced my kids overall. They were taken from me, okay? And whatever the reason, how you guys got motivated, that's irrelevant at this point. I mean, it's 27 years already. So it's too late to talk. I mean, but as far as I'm concerned, okay, I mean, I have six kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Even 50-year-old.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like it's a fact, right? You do have six kids.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And let me tell you, everybody like that knows me knows that.
Yeah, you know, and you know what? And I only have one kid, and I'm a little jealous. I wish I had had another. You know? I would have liked another.
You know, it's never too late.
Well, you know what? Actually, now I have a son. You know, it's not, he's not.
Yeah, by adoption, no, I suppose.
Mine.
Or
he's not mine, but I'm his father figure. You know.
Yes, of course, of course, and that's very good. But you know, as I was 48 when I started, 50 when I had the first, when I had Peter. So it's never too late.
Oh, but Dad, what, you know, I mean,
pop out three of them, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, but kids are not like a, for me, you know, like a product that you plan and create. I mean, it's like the result of
normally that's right. You don't have a
relationship within a loving relationship. You know, I mean, I'm married to a woman who's of an appropriate age for me. And, you know, we're not having kids anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. Well, that makes sense. You know, to each his own, but keep in mind that the framework is completely different. If my situation was yours, I wouldn't have elected to create a whole new thing. But I'm the kind of guy that without someone to live for, okay, I collapse. And so when my children were taken from me, okay, I collapsed, literally, okay? And there were great concerns about whether I would survive. So this was the solution was, it's funny because the psychologist that was working with me at the time, he proposed that for $1,000 a week, I hire myself, you know, a prostitute kind of person that would give me a wifey type thing, but
Dad, I want to give you some advice. Never say something like that to Peter, Dylan, or Robin. That you like sort of that they are the result of a recreation because you split with a woman and you were, I don't know, like like megalomaniacally trying to like recreate family, okay. Like a product. Yeah, don't ever say something like that.
Don't ever say that to them. I have an excellent relationship with them. There's no problem.
Don't ever say
that. Keep in mind also that the breakdown did not come as a result of her leaving. It was a result as my loss of the children. That is a uniquely different situation. Had I not lost the kids, or my kids, you, including your brothers, okay, I don't think I would have done what I did, because I would have stabilized, okay? But in this instability, being a very emotional type of guy, I broke down. I broke down. It was terrible. You had to scrape me off the floors. But the cause and reason had nothing to do with all the other shit. It had to do with my children, okay? But, you know, they were lost, and that became evident, and I couldn't do anything about it. So, what the hell you keep putting in your mouth?
I don't know what it is. Huh? No, I don't know what it is. It's like this thing for dry mouth. I think I some medication I take must give me a dry mouth. I have like no spit in my mouth. And so after a while, my mouth gets so dry, I can't talk. So I'm always like, you know, walking around with a glass of water, or else I can spray that, and that lasts a little bit longer than just water.
Yeah. I don't have anything like that. Yeah. I'm a good, healthy old man.
Good. You know, I mean, at some point, my computer battery is going to die, but I still have time.
Can you hold on 2 seconds? I have to take this call. Oui, bonjour. Oui, je suis... Oui, tout à fait. Est-ce que je peux vous rappeler? Parce que je suis en ligne téléphonique avec les États-Unis. Je vous rappelle sur le numéro que j'ai. Bah oui, d'accord. Je vous rappelle dès que je finis mon entretien. OK, au revoir. Si? They call me from France. How's your French, speaking of that?
Yeah, I was just going to say about that. Like, I wish I had, gotten better at it. But I can get around. I wish I could get better. You know, I talk with Madeline, you know, maybe when we retire, we can spend a couple of months in Paris. You know,
but she speaks Spanish, right?
Madeline is from Brazil, so she speaks Portuguese.
Okay.
And she spent time in Europe, in Spain, so she speaks Spanish. And she speaks English.
If she speaks Spanish, French will come easy.
And she speaks English, but she didn't learn it in school, so she doesn't. She can communicate better in English than I can in French, but I can use better grammar in French than she can in English. You know?
Okay. So her sentence structure is on the weak side.
So she doesn't communicate the same way.
But, as long as she can get along and she can get by, who cares?
Definitely, definitely. And I was saying we both love France and, French food, and we'll probably do that, you know, at some point.
Some point. Well, I certainly welcome that, because I am in France quite a bit of time, obviously. And do a lot of business there.
Hmm? Oh. You know, I'll tell you, like, some personal stuff, like when there came a point, I guess, where my wife Denise didn't want to I guess she had to decide, you know, am I gonna like continue with David, and there's a risk that he's never gonna get better, and my life is, you know, going to go one way, or I can try to cut my losses and move on. And and that's what she did, you know. And I I participated in our separation, and the thing was, like, the only thing I really cared about was Emma, you know, taking care of her. And I always figured that, oh, I'll get sober in a year or two, and then I'll go back to Wall Street and I'll make a ton of money like I was, and then it'll be fine. And even if, you know, we're divorced or not, it'll be the way it is. And but it didn't even work. It didn't work out that way. But anyway, you know, it was kind of hard, you know, when I got divorced, and then she got remarried. But, you know, I was able to see Emma when I could. And, you know, when I spent too much time in Florida, and I was sober a lot in Florida. You know, I spent time like 6-9 months, a year sober. And, you know, I'd only see her like 2 or 3 times a year. And that was really hard, you know, and I regret that, because, you know, just because I have a drink doesn't mean that I need to now be away from my family for a year. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but anyway, I was insane, and I regained some sanity. So so that's not like in my life, you know, anymore. I don't drink, but if I did drink, it would be I'd regret it, but, you know, I would get through it. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be the end of the world. And I did, you know, I came back from Florida. I think Emma was about like 6. So I didn't lose, like, you know, her entire childhood.
Right.
And I saw her every weekend, you know, and sometimes once, and during the week too, like I would come over. Denise was nice, you know, and let me come over and spend the day with her, a weekday. And then on the weekends, we'd go out. I always took her to New York City. And now I'm, you know, kind of a connoisseur of French food and restaurants because of your influence. And so she got exposed to that. And we did all types of stuff like that. And I, you know, I'm a smart guy, and I read a lot of books, so I'm interested in that type of stuff. So I, you know, exposed her to that, and she kind of liked it, or at least she pretended to, because she wanted to make her dad happy. And, you know, it went along, and then Denise did finally remarry, and she had married a guy who's a, he's a commercial airlines pilot, and doesn't strike me as, like, you know, terribly intelligent, but that's a very good job, you know. And so it's, you know, it's good for them. And so they have a house down in Florida, an apartment down in Florida, and they go there all the time. And I hate it, because in the summer they take Emma, and right. I don't see her all summer, you know. But the thing is that Emma loves it, so I can't, like, you know, take her away from it, you know. So
yeah, of course
I've gone down there and see her. And but, you know, there was issues sometimes with holidays, like I wanted her to spend the holiday with me, but she, you know, Denise took her. But throughout, you know, from 6, you know, all the way up, you know, I was there all the time, and I paid my little child support, and, you know, every month I'd put a little money aside for, you know, her college and stuff like that. And I made a little stock account, because, you know, like, I'm really big into investing. So, and I think that I have a, not a gift, but like a, I have a good education with respect to investing.
And I would hope so. It cost me a fortune.
Yeah. And so I opened up a little stock account with her tried to get her into it, but you know, little girls are not that interested in company valuations.
That's not the case for me here. Peter and Dylan are in the stock market.
Oh, cool. So, but anyway, so, you know, so she has a little stock market account to this day, which has grown, which is nice. And you know, as she's gotten older now, our relationship has gotten better in a lot of ways, you know, because,
you know, how old is she?
She's 18 and she'll be, let me say, she was born in 2002.
Okay.
So,
she's 19.
Yeah. Something like, no, she will be 19, I think.
Okay. Wow. She's a young lady already.
I think she's 18 and she's going to be 19 in September. Something like that. And,
she's a regular young lady.
She is. Yeah. I know. Like,
not a kid anymore.
No, she grew fast and I thought she might be like really tall, like me, but then she stopped growing, but she's taller than mom. She's like 5'5".
Oh, she's that's thin, a good size.
And she's pretty. And, you know, she's like a much better behaved kid than like I was. Like, the kids nowadays, they don't do a lot of the bad stuff that
they don't do anything.
Me, like you and me did, like, it, you know, like, even just like drinking and going out and doing stupid things or smoking pot or whatever. Like, I don't think she did any of that, you know.
Then you're lucky.
Yeah, it's good. So anyway, so now she's an adult and she's off in school and she, you know, she's a great kid. She loves sailing. She hardly watches TV. She reads a lot. And I don't know. I mean, she's a great kid. And I think she'll do well. My fear is that she'll stay down south, you know, and she'll live away from me, you know, and then I'll have to figure out how to see her. I want to be close to her. So I hope that after she finishes, that she settles in New York, where I am, or else, wherever she goes, if it's local Jersey, maybe I can be there or something like that, or Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is not too far from New York, so if she, you know, maybe she. I could see her being a lawyer. So, you know, maybe she'll, you know, do something like that, make good money, and maybe I can, you know, retire and live in Pennsylvania, and, you know, in an inexpensive place, and get to see her. You know, I love New York City. You know, I go to off Broadway shows and love going to great French restaurants. And I go to the best restaurants, you know, way above my income level. It's like, you know, I'm a food type of person, you know. So, anyway, well, I've like told you like so much about my life, about me.
Yes. Well, I'm happy we tried this. This is a good thing. But remember, just because I don't know the consequence, if you're on the free Zoom, you didn't subscribe, you're limited to 40 minutes.
Oh, well, I'm also limited to my battery power. So and next time I'll, maybe I'll be inside or I'll plug in or who knows, like, because,
you know, I'm retired, so I'm pretty much available at any time.
See, the thing is with this experiment, like, I wanted to see if it could work, you know, and I have tried to do it before in the past with writing, and it didn't work. And so I think that aside from a little bit in the beginning, I think it worked, and it was great talking to you, Dad, and I like it. And I hope we can do it again.
If it works, you know, but I think if you're going to make it work, you have to somehow communicate that you don't want to be included in your mother's shenanigans, because that's the problem. She includes you.
Okay, but
my son David in her affidavits and all that. So, of course, what do you want me to say when I see this? Okay, I can say, well, I don't understand why. I mean, at this point, she's big enough to handle her own situations, and you certainly are old enough to know better.
Yeah, well, okay, but
keep in mind that I have started nothing. What's going on now is what she's started. I've long ago quit all of this, and even now you're being dragged into the picture, which is you, okay? Her affidavits, etc., as my son David can testify, blah, 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 blah.
Dad, okay? Dad, did you enjoy this today?
Oh, very much so. That's why I don't want to talk about any of this. But want you to know why.
You're not allowed to do that.
Good.
You're not allowed to talk about that. Right?
Perfect. I'm very happy with that rule, okay? Because it's very unpleasant for me. As you can imagine.
And you know what? If you and I can make this experiment work, I am sure that other people would like to participate. Okay? But we have to, play by the rules. Okay?
I've tried to put that rule in for 20 years.
Dad, I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. You are your own worst enemy, okay?
Yeah, well, that could very well be.
And you got to take control of yourself. And like just now, you did, and I'm proud of you for doing that.
But this is how I am all the time.
Appreciate it.
Okay?
Good.
Even now I insulate myself from that. As you say, we're going to insulate by not talking about, not even acknowledging, okay, that situation. Well, that's what I have done. Okay. Good. I now have lawyers that deal with it. They don't report to me. They don't talk to me. Okay.
I don't care.
I don't want to know. Just do what you got to do. Okay. Problem is that, I got $25,000 worth of cost as a result.
Okay. Now I think you're slipping and sliding.
No. Okay, so it costs money to keep this going.
It doesn't cost money.
Not with you and me.
It costs to my dad. It doesn't.
Yes. With you and me, it costs nothing. Okay. It costs a video screen. The next time I can dial it if you want. But with Alan and Steven and all of that, I don't know what's going on. And I haven't spoken to them in years. I get occasional.
And that's the thing. Like, I bet Alan and Steven would love to talk to their dad, but there's just like so much of this, other stuff. We would have to like adhere, to the experiments, like we just did. And it has to be that way, or else,
I agree.
It would be horrible if we can't do this again, because you couldn't control yourself. So I just, stay good, okay?
I can't control myself. How about the other side controlling herself, which is what's coming and interfering with us? See, I don't have a problem. Okay, no problem at all. I like your rule. If you can respect it, I will. Okay, sure. That is all not right. A problem.
How about we try to leave it there then? Okay.
Okay.
All right. And Alan and Steven, aren't doing so well, actually.
Sorry?
Alan and Steven aren't, doing great.
Oh, no?
Unfortunately, no.
What's that problem?
Steven's an alcoholic, and he's killing himself. And, we can't get him to stop. He has, he won't listen to any reason. And as bad as I was, I tried. I understood that, like sobriety would be the way to go, and I should do that, and I should strive for that, you know, to have it happen. And I'm not sure that he thinks it's impossible, or I don't know what he thinks, you know. So it's really sad with Steve. And Alan, you know, I mean, I've had issues with Alan, and you know, it's probably I've probably been too harsh in my judgments of him. Oh, yeah. I have to appreciate, you know, I should reconsider that, you know.
But is he still involved in that sect?
I don't know what he does, frankly, Dad, you know, but he does have a wonderful son who appears to be really smart and a good kid.
Good.
But in my opinion, him and his wife are pretty weird and not like my type of people. But anyway.
No, I agree. I agree from the little bit of contact I've had. I mean, the last contact was when he got a car accident. And I tried to help him.
Yeah. All right. Well,
he doesn't listen.
If you want, you know, we can do this again. And I don't know. Perfect. Like, I mean, it's hard for both of us, you know, to abide by the rules. But if, you know, if we can figure out a way to do it, then maybe next time we can have like more people involved. You know what I mean?
No, don't rush it. Don't rush it.
Don't rush it. We don't have to rush it. All right.
Yeah, good.
All right. Good. I'm good talking to you.
Fine. I don't have a problem with the rule. As a matter of fact, I welcome it. Okay. My reluctance is that I don't know just how you can hold on to that rule, because you're closer to the problem, quote unquote, than I am. You know, I'm thousands of kilometers away.
But I'll tell you how I do it, Dad. I have to decide whether I want to be happy and sober and be a good man, or do I want to like prove I'm right? And I choose not to dwell in that, honestly.
Good.
Honestly, I celebrate the Christian holidays, but I'm part Buddhist. You know, all right.
So yeah. Philosophically.
Yeah. So I can get by and have a nice life. So it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You know, how I do it. Like I do it because I choose to be happy.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
All right.
Excellent.
So
good choice.
Good. And you know what I was thinking? If we do this, like, you know, a time or two, maybe Emma could meet her granddad, you know?
I would love that. That I would really appreciate.
Yeah, because, you know, I want it too. And, you know, I just want it to be like it is now, you know, and not like it's craziness.
Civil.
Yeah.
Civil, relationship.
All right. So think about it. Like, and maybe like, I don't know what you do for fun, but think about it. We could talk about it next time. All right.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Glenn. All right.
Let me know.
Keep in touch.
Yes. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.